We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr, touchdown, Detroit Lions. TJ Hawkins, they did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode on Spotify Greenman. Today's a special episode because the Lions are finally playing football. I think it's been like 8 or 9 months since they played football. So I'm excited. Malcolm, how are you today?
Finally, Mr. Hart has come back to Spotify Greenman.
Here we go again.
Woo, man, I'm excited, man. Lions football, we are here, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tyler won't be able to join us today. He's at work, but we'll be fine. Yo, it's Dan Campbell, too. You know, like, this is awesome. Dan Campbell's first game as the coach. The era starts tonight. This is exciting.
Yes, it is, man. Yes, it is. And this is the start of the show, man. I know we have some injuries, some guys who may play, some guys who may not play. What's the news for today, man?
All right. So here are the injuries. Now, I'm not sure if these guys will play or not, but DeAndre Swift is dealing with a groin injury. Jamar Jefferson is dealing with an ankle injury. At wide receiver, Tyrell Williams dealing with a finger and a groin injury, but he's been practicing. Rashard Perriman is dealing with a hip injury. It's unclear if Perriman will play or not. I think Tyrell will play. What else we got here? TJ Hockenson is dealing with a minor injury per Dan Campbell. We don't know how serious it is. It'll be interesting to see if he plays or not. Tyrell Crosby's out actually tonight. He's dealing with a grade one hamstring injury. He should be back next week, according to Dan Campbell. Tommy Kramer, a reserve offensive lineman, is dealing with an injury. It's unclear what it is. He's been limited in practice. Michael Brockers has been getting a lot of rest. I don't think he'll play tonight, but we'll see. Nick Williams is out. He's on the COVID list. Deshaun Hand is dealing with a minor injury. We don't know what that is. Levi Onwuzurike is dealing with a back injury. He's expected to be back next week, per Dan Campbell. John Pennicini is dealing with an injury. Kevin Strong is dealing with an injury. It's unclear if those guys will play. And is that it for the injuries? Derek Barnes is dealing with a minor injury, but he's expected to be back. He's expected to play today. What else? I think that's – oh, no. Also, Corn Elder is dealing with an injury as well. So These are all the injuries that are going on right now. I think they're all minor, nothing major, nothing to really worry about.
Well, you know what? That's some positive news that we have no major injuries, but we may not see a lot of guys today that I'm playing. What I saw is that from what you're reading is that most of our secondary is healthy. So we're going to get to see Jeff Okuda. We're going to get to see Amani Awuorier, Mike Ford, a new role, our rookie. We have some good stuff coming today, man.
Yeah. Speaking of the starters, though, they're expected to play like one quarter per Dan Campbell. So You want to get right into it? What to watch for?
Let's go, man. Who's some guys are you looking at? I know last episode you mentioned one guy, but is there a few guys that you're interested in seeing how they perform today?
Yeah, let's start on offense. First, like Jared Goff, obviously, that's the quarterback right now. Is he going to be the franchise quarterback? Is he the bridge quarterback? Those are the questions that will be answered this season. I just want to see how he looks. You know, is he comfortable in this scheme? Obviously, it's a preseason game, but just want to see how he is. Is he comfortable? Is he making the right throws? Is he throwing the ball down the field? Because I know in practice he was hesitant to throw the ball down the field, so I want to see if he'll take some shots today. Another guy, all eyes will be on him, Penei Sewell, the 7th overall pick, right? First-round pick, top 10 pick, potential future All-Pro. How does he look as a rookie? Does he look comfortable? Does he need more work? Is he comfortable at right tackle? Because he played left tackle at college. How does he look, right? And then the wide receivers. The Lions revamped their wide receivers room. Kenny Galladay left. Marvin Jones left. Danny Amendola left. They brung in Perryman, Tyrell Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who has impressed in camp. Ooh. So, and obviously the depth there too. That we don't know, like, will a guy step up? Sage Surratt, right? Javon McKinley, Chad Henson. Oh, I think he's injured. Will a guy step up? Victor Bolden. Will one of those guys step up? And then we have defensively, right? When you go on defense, you have a new scheme. You finally have athleticism in the front seven. You have guys who are flying the ball versus just trying to stop the run. So that'll be interesting to see how that is. The new look secondary, right? Tracy Walker, Will Harris, how do they look? Are they comfortable? Jeff Okuda, Spoldy's having a great camp. How will he look tonight? Amani Warrior and the rest of those guys. Obviously, then you have the kicker competition. You have Zane Gonzalez versus Randy Bullock. So out of those, Malcolm, what impresses you the most? Like, which one are you looking forward to see the most?
I'm not even going to lie, man. Instead of looking at, like, an exact player, because, you know, I'm interested to see all these guys. I just can't wait to see all these guys. I'm more interested in seeing the scheme as far as, like, what is that front on the defensive side? What is that front that going to look like? You know, I'm just interested to see that, man. Like, especially that rookie, Ali McNeil. You know, he's been tearing it up in camp. I can't wait to see him live in action and see is he really that hype that they were talking about. He's like a big guy who I can't wait to see. Also, you know, the new Jeff Okuda, you're a boy. He has a surge of confidence now. I want to see how he's able to perform. Is he able to take that role and look, man, I'm that guy. And you're not going to throw on his side. Is he going to dare quarterbacks to throw his side? I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see that. And this is a number of people, man. You know, definitely with the quarterback, that's a big one. Jared Goff. I want to see exactly how he's able to perform with the new scheme and a new team. And then I think the last thing, and it's not really a big thing unless you're like really into, you know, it's definitely the kicking competition. I'll take that back. Kicking is very important. So this Randy Bullock and Zane Gonzalez, I think this is going to be something to definitely keep an eye on, because if they're not good, you know, you can see some really heartbreaking stuff. You know, this is, you can't have a bad kicker. Having a bad kicker is not fun. You know, so this, they definitely want to get this right. So this is something you definitely want to keep an eye on, is a kicking competition between Randy Bullock and Zane Gonzalez. But man, I'm just excited, man. Overall excited, man. And I think the one last thing is the running backs. I want to see how they're able to perform. I'm not even sure if you know, Swift is going to play, but can they create running lanes? You know, whether Swift is going to play or not, can the offensive line create running lanes? And you know, can we get some yards? That's what I'm looking forward to too.
I'll say this about the running game: the first like O line is pretty good, but the second and third O line, like, they're dealing with injuries. Crosby is out, and they just haven't been that good in camp. Obviously, Matt Nelson is solid, but Logan Stenbrick has struggled. They released Drake Jackson out of Kentucky. So they're kind of like, they're still kind of seeing what they have, the depth at the O-line, with the depth. It's just not that good right now. And also, Jamar Jefferson ankle is not expected to play. So they're going to have, like, Dedrick Mills. I forgot this dude's name. What's his name? Godwin Igwebuke. They converted him from safety to running back. They signed Javon Link on Wednesday. They signed Greg Reynolds on Thursday. So the running game, I'm not really like gonna judge it off today because the second team O line is not that good, and you have like two new guys in there and a guy who converted from safety to running back this offseason.
Yeah, and I heard he's pretty fast because I heard he'd been in the kicking competition as well. So that's another guy to look at. But that what you mentioned about the O-line, the second team O-line, is very, very interesting because when they went against the first unit, I heard bad stories about that O-line, that it seemed like they weren't there.
Right.
So this is what I'm interested to see. Is our defensive line really that good and just giving that second unit hell? Or maybe is that second unit really – not they don't gel together. We'll find out today.
Right. Yeah. We will find out today. Also, another thing to keep eye on is Tim Boyle. He's always been like a preseason like star, sort of. Like he always shines in preseason. He has a big arm. So it'll be interesting to see with Boyle and Blau who will win the job. Right now I'm leaning towards Boyle, but that's another competition to watch closely between that those two guys.
The backup quarterback job, that is very important because I mean, we don't know if they're going to keep three quarterbacks. They may keep two. So right. that's important. Who is going to win that second quarterback job? You're right. That is important. Do you have any news as far as like the Bills? As far as will we see their quarterback? You know, will
right.
Diggs play?
So,
do you know any of that information?
Per their head coach, Josh Allen will not play. Stephon Diggs will not play. I don't think Tre'Davious White will play their star corner. But they're going to have some starters out there, not all starters. I believe Mitch Trubisky is going to get the start at quarterback.
Oh, shit. I was playing.
No, but here's the thing, man. Mitch Trubisky has, like, destroyed the Lions' defense, like, whenever he's played them. He's looked like an all-pro or whatever. Every quarterback has looked like an all-pro against Patricia's defense. So it'll be interesting to see, like, How does like Glenn's defense look?
Yeah, I think they're gonna be flying at the ball. I think they're gonna try to get to the quarterback. I think we're gonna see some stuff. I think we're gonna see. I know mostly preseason very vanilla, but I think we're gonna see some stuff. Like it's gonna be like it's gonna make you be like okay, I see where this defense is headed. So I just can't wait.
Another like something else to watch is the tight end three or four, right? So right now, Hodgson and Fells are locked. Mack, Wright, I can't say his name. Charlie, I think I want to say Tomapow or something like that. Hunter Thetford. So those guys, who could step up in that tight end three role? Right now, it's Mack, but Mack just hasn't done enough in camp to like for it actually to be him yet. So that's another competition to watch, the tight end three. Obviously, Hunter Bryant is on NFI right now. We'll see if he'll return. Or if he's just going to be on there all year. What else? Another thing is with the D-line. So we talked about all the injuries they're dealing with. So they did sign like two or three guys together. They signed P.J. Johnson on Saturday and Michael Barnett on Saturday. So they're going to have like – if the Lions struggle stopping the run with their second or third team again, that's not something to really be concerned about because these are bodies they just sprung in. Austin Bryant. Austin Bryant is healthy. So how does he look, right? He's shown some flashes in camp. Julian Okwara, those guys, Charles Harris. I feel like those guys are battling for two out of the three spots. Robert McRae as well. He's flashed in camp. So who's going to separate themselves from those guys? I think Okwara might be a lock, but the other three, we'll see, right?
Yeah, man. That's good news. I think our whole – edge rushers, all of our edge rushers are healthy right now. No issues. That's including Trey Flowers. Trey Flowers is healthy, guys. Like we should give a round of applause. Like, wait, Trey Flowers is healthy. Beep, 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 beep.
And going to the like off ball linebackers, like guys who are not rushing the passer. Everyone's healthy. Derek Barnes is dealing with a minor injury, but he's gonna play today. So a lot of them have flashed in camp. Jelani Tavai just really hasn't done much compared to the other guys. Sean Dion Hamilton has looked good. Jalen Reeves-Maven just came back from the COVID list on Monday. Anthony Pittman actually had solid coverage on Hockenson. Tavante Beckett has shown some flashes. So out of those guys, who's going to step up? Who shows up?
Yeah.
The corners, there's two young corners to keep an eye on. Undrafted Alex Brown and Jerry Jacobs. Those guys have impressed coaches, actually.
Okay. Yeah. I know Alex Brown was kind of going through something. He had an injury.
Oh, yeah. He was injured. It's unclear if he'll play, but.
I was going to ask, you think he's going to play?
If I had to guess, I'd say yes, but don't take my word for it.
Got you.
I'm sorry. Also, AJ Parker, I'm sorry. It was Jerry Jacobs and AJ Parker who have impressed.
Gotcha.
That's what I meant. I don't know much about Alex Brown, but yeah. If Fatu Milifanu also, right? He's really raw. How does he look? Is he ready to play? Does he need some time?
I can't wait. I think I'm excited for all these rookies, man. I can't wait, man. I can't wait to see them.
Yeah. So we know who the starters are at safety, right? We got Tracy Walker, Will Harris. Who's going to be the backup? Dean Marlowe and CJ Marvin taking second team reps, but Bobby Price and Jalen Elliott were with the team last year. AJ Holder was signed this offseason. So could any of those guys make plays today and try to take a job from one of those guys?
We will find out. I mean, I'm excited to see Dean Marlowe. I mean, I think he's going to be I think he's going to have a role in that safety position. So I can't wait to see what he does.
Yeah, I think right now he's going to be the safety three. Like, he's the third safety. We do have something in the questions to talk about Dunbar. So the Lions actually released Dunbar, I believe, yesterday. He's in with personal issues. So I hope everything's okay with Dunbar. He's not on the team right now. There's also a rumor that the Lions are interested in Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. I don't know how true that is, but I'm putting this out there right now. So breaking news.
Dominique Rodgers, how old is that guy?
Yeah, he's pretty old, but they do need a vet in there. Like, there's not a vet in that corner's room. I mean, I think the oldest dude is Mike Ford, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe Nicole Roby Coleman.
How old is Nicole Roby
Coleman? No, it's probably Nicole Roby Coleman on my bet. But
I thought that's who they replaced him with, because that's when they brought him in. It's like he got cut like a couple of days.
No, so Nicole Roby Coleman, Corn Elder, is dealing with an injury. He's like the backup to Mike Ford. And when they released Dunbar, they put Ford on the outside. They put Coleman on the inside. So Ford was the top backup for the outside corner. And then Nicole Roby Coleman was the starting nickel. So we'll see what they do today. Like, they'll say who's the starter and who's the nickel. We'll see how they play them today.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. I can't wait to see. I thought Mike Ford had that nickel corner on lock.
Yeah. Now, we always talk about this every year, but this is something, I mean, I don't know. So Don Muehlbeck has some competition with some guy named Scott Daly.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
I got my money on Scott. I'm kidding. I got my money on Muehlbeck. You know, three things are guaranteed in life: death, taxes, and Muehlbeck.
Yep, that's what Tyler would say.
Right.
I know Tyler right now is saying that right now as we speak. No, the Mule is not losing his job. That it's like they do it every year. Every year they bring in a long snapper.
Yeah. Going into returners, we have the top returners right now, I'd say, are Caleb Freeman and Victor Bolden and Tom Kennedy. I don't think Amon Ross St. Brown has been in there, but I don't think like he's gonna be a returner. He's just too valuable for the team right now, like, to be injured. But he's been like taking reps there. Also your boy, the running back compared to safety compared to running back, Godwin Ikwebuke, I think is his name. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know, yeah, the running back. Converted running back.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? you need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right. So there's just some competitions to watch. We broke some of them down. Malcolm, which one is the most intriguing to you out of the things I just said?
I guess I'll have to go with the kick return rule, man. And I know you're saying that Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know, he's too valuable to put him back there. But for some reason, I think if you look back at like the rookies, like a lot of rookies, especially wide receivers, did they have that it factor? They put him back there. You know, Stephon Diggs was a kick returner. You know, he played kick return in preseason. And I think his first rookie year, he played some kick return. You know, we've seen him with Golden Tate, Wells Welker. You know, sometimes they put, you know, if you're the best guy, they put you back there.
Right.
So I'm interested to see how he does. You know, I think I'm putting my money on Khalif Raymond. Because that dude he just has a lot of speed. He has that type of speed that we haven't seen in a long time. And he's going to be very exciting for us. So I just can't wait to see him back there as well.
Khalif Raymond has also been good in camp as a wide receiver.
Sure has.
Yeah, he's been gaining separation. Some other wide receivers had a little trouble with that, but we'll see how they look tonight. For me, the most thing I'm going to be paying attention to, the competition, is the wide receiver, but not the starters, the depth, because tonight, Cephas is probably out. He's dealing with a head injury. Henson is injured and Riley's injured. But you still have Victor Bolden, Geronimo Alexander, Tom Kennedy, Sage Sherrod, Javon McKinley, and Jarius Jennings, who they just signed on Monday. You still got those guys. So I want to see, could a wide receiver step up? Because you never know. Like, sometimes in a preseason game, some dude comes out of nowhere. Remember a few years ago, Kerry Hyder, right? He came out of nowhere. I want to see one of these wide receivers step up.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing can happen. It always happens. You get that one guy that steps up. And I think we're going to see it this year. Who's going to be that guy? We will see.
Right. All right. We have our first guest up, Nathan. What's going on, Nathan?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Nate?
Lions Day, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
MCDC's debut. Yep. Super excited.
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to most, man?
Oh man, so there's three things I'm going to look at today. First one is pressure. One thing Fat Pat could not figure out when he was with Detroit is that you got to have pressure on the quarterback in order to win.
Yeah, that fucking
right. Yeah, and I think Aaron Glenn is going to just change the whole script, and he's going to bring hell every play. I don't think we'll see a lot of exotics, but I think we're going to see a lot more pressure. Especially from the linebackers. I really think we're going to see a lot of different looks that Lions fans are going to go like, damn, that's what we need to be seeing for the last, you know, 4 years of when we had Patricia. You know, I think Aaron Glenn's going to really, I think him and Aubrey Pleasant are going to have a really good game plan. So I'm excited to see that. Second is the Sun God. I mean, this guy is just, every time I hear about him, I just smile more and more. I think this guy is a steal. I think very well now he very well could lead this team in catches this year. I think he's that good.
I called that. Just remember that.
Yeah, you did call that. I think he's that
good. Nathan, for those people that don't know who the Sun God is, who is that? Could you tell the listeners?
Oh, St. Brown, baby. Come on.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
They call him the Sun God.
Yes.
But, I mean, he spends a lot of time in the sun, you could tell. Guy's dark as bronze. He's like bronzer or something like that. Anyways, so yeah, St. Brown, I think I'm going to watch him, how he runs his routes, how they play him, where they put him. You know, the guy just looks like lightning in a bottle. I really didn't watch USC football, so I'm anxious to see how good this guy looks like in the Lions uniform. And then my third one is, and I really wish it wasn't the case, but the kicking. I mean, listen, I'm sorry, guys. We effed up letting Matt Prater go. I'm sorry. We're going to live to regret that. If that's one thing the Lions have had consistency in, for the most part, is kicking. And I like Randy Bullock. I'm an A&M fan. He has no leg. He is very consistent inside, but you get him out 50 and out, he didn't have a leg for it. Zane Gonzalez has a stronger leg, but he's very inconsistent. So, right. Once again, you got one kicker that does one good thing, the other one doesn't do a good thing. So Prater had both. And like I said, that is the one knock I have on this regime, is that we should have kept Prater. I don't know what happened. I don't know if Prater maybe just wanted to go somewhere else or whatever, but we should have kept Prater. He scored us a lot of points. And if you watched a lot of Lions games last year, you know, having a guy who could kick that long when you can get set up for the halftime to get a long field goal to change the balance of a game is huge. And not having that kind of kicker is going to suck. So hopefully one of these kickers comes through. I want the stronger leg. I've always been a strong leg guy. I think you got to have a strong leg in the NFL, especially when offenses try to set up to get, like, game-tying field goals or, you know, getting field goals for the half. It's paramount to have a strong leg. So those are my three. Those are my three. I do have one question for y'all. Have any of y'all been to the training camp, or have y'all – do you know people – I obviously know people that have been to the training camp at all?
Tyler went to
I have
one
not.
Of them. Yeah. Pierre hasn't. Oh. I don't live in Detroit, so that's going to be a no for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been, it's just hard. Like, in the morning, I'm busy. There's
yeah,
PR
yeah, no
in the
worries.
Morning. So
Tyler went one day, but they did the walkthrough. That was that Thursday when they were scheduled to do a practice, and then they, like, last minute, I think, like, the night before, the day before – they said, "Oh, we're just going to do a walkthrough." And Tyler was like, "Fuck,
yeah,
I'll still go anyways." So Tyler went through the walkthrough. And he didn't see much.
Okay, what's the word on Elise Mack? Because I saw an interview with him. Dude looks like a big dude. I'm assuming he's athletic. You know, he looks like he's more of an athletic type of tight end. What are y'all thoughts on him? Do you think he's going to make the third tight end behind Hawk and Fells?
I mean, my thoughts on him is, if this was a wrestling competition, I think, like, he would win. Like, if this was, like, WWE, like, it would be a wrap. Like, he would definitely win.
He's huge. He's a big
He's in tip-top shape. Now, I'm not even going to lie. I haven't seen him catch a ball, make a block. I haven't seen him do anything. So, he's a guy who I'm looking forward to see today. I'm hoping he's able to make some plays, you know, catch. I want to see how he catches the ball. I want to see how he blocks. I want to see how he catches after the, run after the catch. I'm looking forward to see all that stuff. So, on our post game show, you'll get more of a reaction on Mac.
Yeah, hey, we'll have a post game right after, like, the game. But regarding Mac, you're good. Regarding Mac, right now he's the favorite for the tight end 3-7, but he just hasn't done enough to, like, separate himself from the other guys yet. That's what I read on him. So I haven't really seen him play. Obviously today we'll see him.
Here's another question. Hunter Bryant, is he on the NFI list, or is he on the Lions roster still?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's on the non-football injury list, yeah.
Yes, he is.
Okay, I have big hopes for this dude. I mean, just watching him last year, he made some nice catches. I don't think the Lions regime is actually necessarily looking for a third tight end going forward. I think that they like Hunter Bryant and they want to save him a spot. But, you know, if somebody pops, you know, you got to give him a look and, you know, stuff like that. But I think they're very well just happy with Fells and Hawkinson, you know, and then Hunter Bryant, hopefully, when he comes back. Because, I mean, this guy can play.
Well,
he's got some
Nathan, they did a waive-in. They waived him. But after they waived, he reverted back to NFI.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I was glad they did that, because that would have been dumb just to waive him. Because somebody would have picked him up.
Yeah, he's on the roster right now, but it's unclear, like, if he's healthy or when he'll be back, or if he'll ever be back with the team.
Well, that's where Mac can step up. If Mac is the one that's going to lead the charge as the third tight end, I mean, hey, if Mac pops, he pops. But, I mean, I think a lot of Lions fans really like what they saw in little snippets of Hunter Bryant. And he really killed in training camp, too. So, I mean, we're holding out hope that, you know, hey, this guy can get healthy and he can be a piece going forward for us.
Yeah, one day. Hopefully it can be this year, man. I'm hoping that he can come back soon.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. The thing is, I don't even know, like, what the injury is. Do you know, Pierre? Do you know what the injury is?
What? Whose injury?
Hunter Bryant.
Hunter Bryant.
Do you know what his injury
no,
is?
No, I don't think so. It was something like away. So he got hurt away from the team facility. That's what NFI means, non-football injury. So we just don't know what it is. He got hurt in the offseason or no, I don't know.
He was playing for
Hopefully he didn't trip on a toy like one of our Lions players did back in the day. Poirier,
he wasn't chasing after his he was chasing after his dog or something and he fell down the stairs. Wasn't that what it was or something like that? I don't know. With Poirier. Yeah, but he's on the active roster, so he's on like NFI right now. So he doesn't count against the 90-man roster. We'll see if he'll ever be back.
Hey, I was watching I don't know if y'all watch Pat McAfee at all, but he loves Dan Campbell. Like, he's a huge Dan Campbell fan. He just loves the guy in general. And they made a good point. Do you think that this preseason game is bigger? Like, you know, most preseason games, it's not about really winning. It's about development and how players play and all that stuff and look. But do you think this is a big game for Dan Campbell? Like, do you think that if he don't come out with a win, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a – you know, but if we come out with a win and we look good, you know, think there's going to be
Nathan. I'll say this: the 0-16 season, they were 4-0 in the preseason. Preseason doesn't mean much.
I get that, but there's been a lot of hype on this coach that we haven't seen in like years. You know, like nobody was excited for.
There's always excitement whenever a new head coach comes in. If we're being honest, but I don't think it matters if he necessarily wins or loses. I just want to see the young players, like how the young guys look. How that's what matters to me, the development of the young players.
No, I get it. I'm just saying as Lion fans, I mean, we haven't had this excitement about a coach in like forever. And like everybody is – anybody who's drinking the Kool-Aid is drinking the Kool-Aid because of Dan Campbell. Let's just be real.
Right.
Because outside of Dan Campbell, what the hell do we have to look forward to? I mean, honestly, Jared Goff's probably not going to be on this team in the next 2 years. I mean, we still have a very undeveloped roster. We have some good names, but they're all young players. I mean, Dan Campbell is if the Lions do well, it's because Dan Campbell got the best out of these players and, you know, and the staff. Like, I don't think the staff gets enough credit, but the more and more I listen to this staff in interviews, I love them all. I think they're all going to be head coaches at some point. Like he just guy just knows how to find talent, which is awesome.
Right. Yeah. Like
Go ahead, Ben.
Well, when you talk about like the coaches, right? Deuce Staley, I believe he interviewed for the Eagles head coaching job. I believe Aaron Glenn interviewed for the Jets head coaching job. Aubrey Pleasant, if he's not a head coach in a few years, I'd be shocked. He's done a really good job for the Rams secondary. And right now, like what's coming out the Lions camp is he's done well with the Lions secondary. So the staff is really, really talented. Deuce Staley, same with Deuce Staley. I think he'll be a head coach soon. His time is coming. Like, I see
very
it.
Very soon.
Even that Kelvin Shepard guy was impressive. Sorry.
Yeah, Dan Campbell has built an impressive staff with a lot of former players. And that's nice to have because, like, these players, they'll listen more to the coach staff because these players been through it, right? Versus, like, if you just have a coach that's never played and he's talked to you, like, dude, this guy doesn't know what he's saying. He's never played. He doesn't know what we've been through. I mean, the players, I feel like the players relate more to a former player.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why I'm a little bit more optimistic about, I guess, our record. I mean, I know a lot of people have us, they're saying, we have one of the worst rosters in NFL right now. I get that. But I'm giving them somewhat of a chance. I'm not saying we're going to the playoffs. I'm not saying we're going to go on some run. But I think they're going to be better than a lot of people are expecting them to be based off that coaching staff.
Hey,
but
Go ahead, Nathan. Nathan, I'm going to have to bring you down. We have, like, other requests because we're running out of time. No, but thanks for coming on. Do you have anything else to add on real fast?
Just to kind of piggyback on what Malcolm was saying. Honestly, I don't think the Lions go wrong because a lot of people expect us to suck. So if we suck, we get a high draft pick. If we do well, people are like, wow, you guys exceeded expectations and the Lions are back, you know? So, yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Look forward to the preseason.
Nice to come down, Nathan.
Yeah, I'll be on. What time are you at right after the game?
Right after the game.
Right after the game, we'll be right back. Yeah, give it maybe like 5-10 minutes. We'll be right back. We're going to have our post-game show.
All right, I'll be back, y'all. Thanks.
Yep.
All right, All right, so we have two more speakers. I have Brett and Mike. I'll go with Mike first, then we'll go with Brett.
Money Mike, what's up, boy? What's up, man? How you doing, bro? How you doing? You here, man? What's up, Mike?
Thank you, man. How you doing?
Thank you.
What's going on, Mike? What's your questions, man? What's your concern? What are you looking forward to in the preseason game, man? Mike?
He died.
Mike?
All right, I had to remove him. We're going to go with Brett. Brett, what's next?
What's Brett, up, Brett? Man, what's going on? Brett's here. What's up, man? How you doing, man?
What's up, man? How you guys doing, Gary?
You here, man?
Yeah, man,
we hear you. It is Lions Day. We know we have our first piece of the game. We're all excited. You're here. What's going on, man? We looking forward to, man.
All right, man. I get on here all the time, but I usually don't talk. So I got to say, first of all, Malcolm, you are the ultimate Lions fan. I love you. I know you live in Florida. I live in, like, southern Ohio, so it's hard for me to get to games. So I'm there with you, brother.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you this, man. I'm a Pisces, man. I get really emotional. Don't do this to me, man. But thank you, man. Thank you, Pierre.
You guys freaking rule. I love listening to this stuff. So this is my point in the preseason,
Brad.
The only thing I will say is, don't get me wrong. We're all in there wanting to see Goff. We want to see St. Brown. We want to see all these guys. But to me, the biggest thing I want to see is the coach communication. These are all really kind of rookie kind of coaches, and we're all on board with the fact that they have got all these former players that are awesome players becoming coaches. But that's what I want to see in this preseason game, is can they talk to each other? Can they communicate to each other? Because I know Lynn is going to be up in the booth, but Glenn is going to be out on the field. So I just want to see that communication. That is what I'm looking for. What do you guys think about that?
Go ahead, Pierre.
Yeah, that's something to watch with the new coach staff. How do they communicate with the players? How do the players respond to them? Obviously, during camp, it's been all positive feedback. But it's nice to see it during a game. How are they during the game? How do they manage the game? Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, man. That's a very good point that you brought up, is the communication. And that is something to definitely look at this preseason game and you know, the rest of these preseason games, because communication is key. And if we don't have communication with our staff, it could go bad. So, yeah, definitely. That's something very important that we haven't brought up. And, you know, thank you that you brought that up, because I want to see how they communicate as well, especially since we have one of our coaches going to be in the booth. You know, we have the guys in sidelines. That's going to be very important.
Well, to be honest with you, I really think that was kind of a failure on Patricia among the innumerable failures.
There's a lot of failures on Patricia.
Yeah, he changed the coordinator every year. And I don't think that communication was ever established. So that's what I really, really want to see. Because I love Glenn. I love Lynn. I think they have got this together. But that communication is what's going to freaking make it work.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I agree. And going to tease about, you know, the staff that we had last year and him changing, I mean, I don't think that mattered, because I don't think any of those coordinators did what they wanted to do. It was more of, I'm going to hire you, but you're going to run my scheme. You're going to run what I want you to run, but you're here. You're going to have a title. We're going to pay you, but you're running my scheme, and that's what we're going to do. Come on, Paul Pasqualoni. That guy's not a defensive coach.
All right. Enough of that regime. Now we're looking to the regime. Yeah. Fred, do you have anything else you want to bring up?
No, I am really good. That was my major point. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Brett, for coming on.
Thank you so much for coming on, man. Hey, Brett, we'll be back right after the show, man. Make sure you come back, man.
All right. I'll be up.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, let's try this again. Mike.
Muddy Mike, are you here? Yes, sir. Buddy Mike is here. Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
Long time no speak. What's up, Pierre?
We're doing great.
You guys ready or what, man? You guys ready?
Yes, we are.
I'm ready. I'm glad to hear from you guys. Listen, man, I got a couple things I'm thinking about. Amon-Ra is going to be great. I feel like he's going to be one of our leading receiver. But what is this offense? What is this offense gonna look like? Because it looks like none of the UDFAs panned out, just based on what I'm reading from camp observation. Have you seen any of the UDFAs pop off? Because it didn't seem like none of them did anything.
That's what today is for. That's what we're going to be watching today. Yeah. But the Lions' offense, I think it's going to be the run game based off of play action.
Yeah, no, no, no. What do you think about the UDFAs, though? Do you think that any of them are going to hit? I mean, I do. From what I'm reading from camp observation, it seems like none of them hit.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you know. I learned throughout the years: no news is good news. You know, if you start hearing like they're going to say somebody is doing extremely well, or somebody is struggling, that's the kind of news you're going to get in training camp, unless you're there to see it. But there's been guys, you know, some are, you know, undrafted guys who've been really good, like Sage Surratt. You know, he's one of those guys who've been good. Those two corners that Pierre talked about earlier, Jacobs and
Has Sage been good? I haven't heard much about any of the receivers.
AJ Parker.
I heard about Jacobs and I heard about the linebacker, too. The linebacker from Wayne State, right?
It was Jerry Jacobs and A.J. Parker, yeah. Anthony Pittman?
He's undrafted? He's undrafted kind of shit?
Anthony Pittman,
He was undrafted a couple years ago, yeah.
Anthony Pittman had a hell of a camp.
I know that the thing with the...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, like, Sage Surratt. Sage Surratt has
been good.
From what
I see from the camp, it looked like Pittman came down, because I went to the camps... He was bigger. He looks a lot smaller now. I don't know if that's just because team, but
speed, baby.
Yeah, man.
To just run around, which I'm excited about because Pittman, yeah, he looked like he was like 250, 270, man, last year, and then now he looks like he's fast, man. He looks big. He looks like he's jacked, and looks like they're gonna have these guys.
Yeah, man. He's making plays too. I think Trisha. He like he made them all like big for no reason. Extra
maybe
big.
Except for Anzalone.
So these guys are actually, yeah. So these guys they're making, you know, have them in good weight, and yeah, man, I can't wait.
All right, so Mike, thanks for coming on. Now we have Anonymous on our last speaker because after this we have to go. What's going on, Anonymous?
What up,
Anonymous? What's up, boy? What's up, man?
Game day, baby.
So yeah, sure, man. You excited?
For you. I have a question. You've been one of our longtime listeners. What's your name, if you don't mind me asking, like, your first name?
Anonymous, he just told you.
If I tell you, I would have to kill you.
The reason why he's anonymous, he's an anonymous Lions fan.
I can't tell you.
Yo, that's up to you, bro.
It can't be known. Okay. Yo, Anonymous, let me ask you a question because you're a guy who's been out to camp a lot. You went out to training camp a lot. What have you seen? Like, is there some guys who you had an eye on? Like, all right, this guy looks like he's gonna ball out.
I only went to those two.
Went to two. Okay.
Yeah, that Friday, I went to the family friend fest at Ford Field. That shit. And
I'm sorry. Let me stop here. Every time somebody say that, I think of that Stafford thing, and it makes me laugh. But
dude, same
go
here,
ahead, man.
Same here. But that one and the day before I went. So I only went to those two. But to what Mike was asking about, oh, he's not even on anymore. Shit, see?
Go ahead. It's okay. The listeners want to know.
So the wide receivers, especially at the Family Friend Fest, they didn't play Perriman or Williams that day. They had a little bit of injury. So there were a lot of the young guys who were undrafted free agents that got some snaps at wide receivers. And a few of the guys that looked pretty good were undrafted. Of course, Ted Kennedy was one. And there's a guy that no one's really talking about.
Oh, Tom Kennedy, you mean?
Yeah, Tom Kennedy.
Yeah.
Of course, we know about Amon-Ra. But Chad Hansen, who nobody's really talking about, who looks like a bigger guy. I didn't look up his height, but he looks taller than the rest of the guys. He has some really nice catches on both days.
Yeah. So I actually I see some reports about him.
He's 6'2". He's actually injured, so it's unclear if he'll play tonight or not.
Oh.
But he's 6'2", and he also was Jared Goff's roommate at Cal.
Thanks, man.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Hopefully he plays, because he made a few nice plays, I remember. So, I think he'll be a guy to look out for. But other than that, what I'm looking for tonight, I really want to see. We all know that Dan Campbell is fired up, and he's a big, you know, players coach, a lot of energy, gets the whole damn team and fans fired up, right? We all know that.
Right.
But I want to make sure that he can keep a level head. I want to see one of the things he said before is that the starters are going to play a quarter.
Yeah.
Usually on the first preseason games, I know that this is the odd year because they're only doing three, and when normally we have four preseason games, but you don't see the starters play a full quarter in the first preseason game normally. So I want to make sure he doesn't get too into the game and into the whole, you know, excitement of everything being new, and he makes good decisions, because the worst thing you have is a key player to get hurt, especially when Swift's dealing with injuries.
That's true.
And
right,
you know, like I said, the two starting wide receivers have been hurt, you know, so he's got to make smart decisions, and that's what I would, even though yeah, we all when you look at players, you know,
right.
So,
like the Patriots, they played their starters yesterday too in the first quarter. I don't know how long they played, like a few series. So, that's just up to like a coaching staff, you know. But with the Lions, like I feel like you kind of have to play like your starters because you want to see what you have in them. They've been flexing against each other, but you want to see how they look against an opposing team.
Yeah, yeah. And realistically, a quarter is only like two or three possessions.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's playing like overextending them. I mean, we may see the, you know, two or three possessions each and call it a day.
Yep. Yeah, I just want to make sure he doesn't make a bad decision. Basically, that's what I'm saying. You know,
that's important. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's going to be some there's going to be some growing pains. Obviously, like rookies make mistakes. That's going to be with players and coaches. But I think he'll learn fast because he was an interim head coach for a few games and he was fine with that. So I'm not too worried about his in-game management, to be honest.
Yeah. Yo, Anonymous, before we let you go and before we end the show, man, I just want to ask you. You said you went to that family fun for FFFFF game.
Yeah. Yep.
Were you there for the speech that Dan Campbell speech before they played? Like, were you fired up?
We were just sitting down as he was delivering the speech. And I had my nephews with me, so I was more focused on them getting settled. But I heard like the tail end of it.
Oh yeah, it was so you heard like him bringing the firewood. They were.
Oh yeah. I'm telling you, man. The guy has energy. The guy he's exactly what this team needs. I mean, he's a motivator, and as you guys already see, he put together a good staff, and I think he's going to bring in good free agents as well. So
yeah, definitely, and. Anonymous, you've been a Lions fan for a long time. Is this probably the most excited you've been for staff as a Lions fan?
100%.
Because I said the same thing. I look at the staff. I've never been so excited for a staff than the staff. Like this staff just makes me happy because it just brings hope. Because you know these guys, like they play the game. And they have that chemistry with the players, and I think this is gonna work. I think this is it. So that's why I'm happy.
I hope so.
Yep.
Right.
So one of the reasons I'll just tell a little bit. So one of the reasons why I'm anonymous is because I couldn't stand Patricia and his staff from the very beginning, and they just fed me. I was just so fucking fed up from the very beginning. Now, everyone else before them, you know, Schwartz and even, you know, Marty Morningway and Steve Mariucci. I mean, Mike March, Steve Mariucci, you know, everyone they had before. You know, I wasn't as excited. I knew that I gave them a chance. I gave them a chance, and I knew that they'd be solid had they given the opportunity and given the time. But I really think this is the front office and the coaching staff that's going to get this team to be a consistent contender.
So long story short, Patricia made you not give yourself he made you nameless.
Yeah,
you didn't want to name no more. Let me get it straight. Let me have one more question. If this staff brings success to the Lions, will you change your name and have a name again?
You know what? I said it before. I don't know if you guys remember, but I said when they hired him, I was like, you know what? I might become unanonymous and reveal myself. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. I might
that's
do that.
That's going to be funny as hell because we just going to be on Twitter. We're going to be like, yo, who the hell is this guy?
That's the thing. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, do I want to keep this anonymous thing going and just roll with it? Because, you know, I only joined Twitter last year during the pandemic. You know, I'm still kind of new. But I'm like, do I want to keep that and that to just be my thing, or do I want to go ahead and, you know, go ahead and just and be like everyone else, you know, reveal myself and have fun with it.
You
I don't
think
know.
About it. Think about like, it, like, and then whatever you do, man, it's all fun, man. All
right, Malcolm.
I'm glad you're here, bro.
We have 10 minutes left. We have one more small segment. Anonymous, I'm going to bring you down. Thanks for coming on, bro.
Anonymous.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
A pleasure, bro.
Malcolm, is that you in the background? What is
that noise? That's not me. That wasn't me, I promise.
Yo, Nathan, I think I put you down, but for some reason you're still up here. Could you, like, go down if you don't mind?
Yeah. I thought it was off.
That's weird. That's very weird.
Wait,
I don't see him.
So you, wait,
the
you
app
see him?
Is glitched. So Spotify, no, it's glitched. I don't see him, but I hear him.
How do you take yourself off? Just
leave the room and come back. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, mom. Thank you.
Guys, sorry about the technical difficulties. It's not from us. It's from Spotify. But Malcolm, we have one more small segment. This is a fun segment. So, what is your bold prediction for today?
Bold prediction time. Oh man, first preseason game, bold prediction. What is bold? All right, so this is my bold prediction for this game. I'm going to say the Detroit Lions will get 5 sacks this game. Total 5 sacks this game. Is that bold enough? Or
yeah, that's bold. Okay, here's
yeah, because we haven't seen we couldn't get shit with Patricia. Like it was damn near it was a miracle if we got one with Patricia. So right. I'm gonna say. This first preseason game, we got the quarterback 5. Do you want to get 5 sacks?
Yeah.
What's your bold prediction?
My bold prediction is Will Harris will pick off Mitch Trubisky twice tonight.
I knew it. And this is recorded, and I'm telling everybody, I knew it. All this, I don't like Will Harris is not my boy. This is it. This is the proof right here.
All right. Well, with that being said, hope you guys enjoy the game. We'll be back on right after the game. I'm out. Peace.
All right, y'all. It's your boy Malcolm. And like Pierre said, we will be back right after the show with our immediate thoughts of the game. Make sure you hear. And with that being said, I am out. Peace.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.